You are listening to WBC FM College Park. My name is Ash, and this is Rage Room, the show we do one thing and one thing only, and that is rage. And today, I am terrifically excited for today's prompt. It is an absolutely awful day outside, but we are going to be bringing some sunshiny energy to lovely College Park because this is our first ever request show. I just figured out how to use the phone in here. I haven't practiced, so we're gonna learn together. But if you call 301-314-8800 at any time during my show, I will pick up and play your request. If you have the song that you want to hear, now's the time. We've got a full-ish playlist. I've got about 36 minutes of music here. I'm expecting, you know, at least a couple calls. Drew said he would call. But in case there's nothing, in case nobody wants to hear anything, I will absolutely fill out the rest of this program and we will just have a regular old show. I've got, you know, some kind of various sounds to fill time. I've got some genre bending stuff. I almost found myself making it like entirely metalcore, and I was like, no, that's lame. This is a show. This is more than that. This show is more than that. With that out of the way, we're going to get started with a little bit of Shoplifting. I just listened to this EP today and I'm absolutely on it. And there's someone in the live room practicing drums. So if you hear that on the mic, that's what that is. Before we get started with any music though, I got to play a PSA and then we're going to get right into it. Today, I think we're going to do, you know, we've been doing Farmer's Market so long that we're going to go back to FCA this time.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
All right, now with that out of the way, this is a long one. A Dream Where All the Keys Fell Off My Keyboard Like Teeth in a Nightmare by Shoplifting. Why can't I hear that? It should be playing through aux. What's going on? I can hear it like very, very quietly, but I don't think it's... No, it's not going through aux. What's happening? Let me check again. Okay, I genuinely can't tell what's playing that. I'm very confused. You know what? My new phone has an aux, so we're gonna try plugging aux into my phone and seeing if it'll play that way. Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. Yeah, sorry for technical difficulties today. I was not expecting this. Every time I walk in here, it's something new. It was worse when I was on digital. When I was on digital, seriously, everything was breaking all of the time. It was not even funny. This will be fine. Like, the aux cables, half the time only one would work, and so you would only be able to hear music out of one ear, which was not fun. Okay, we're gonna try it. We're gonna try it off my phone. Okay, I'm able to hear it really quietly coming from somewhere here in the studio, but it doesn't seem to be going through the board. If I unplug these and plug them into aux 2, will that do it? I do not understand this problem. Oh my goodness. That did it. Okay, that did it. We're gonna move back to my laptop and try and get this figured out. I am so sorry, everybody. I'll let them know. I'll let the studio people know that there's something going on with aux in here. Because this is really embarrassing.
Like, you can like it.
That was Force Fed by Harm Done. Absolutely incredible power violence from France off of their incredible split with Sex Prisoner. And we are getting our first phone call from Michael Collier. I wonder who that could possibly be. Okay, I gotta press the phone button and then change the... Okay, yeah, I got it. All right, so it's phone, fader out. You are tuned into Rage Room. Can I hear you? Hello? You're really, really, really quiet. Turn it up. Drew, I can't hear you. Turn it up. I seriously can't hear you. I've got the phone thingy all the way up. And I've got the actual physical phone turned all the way up, and I can't hear you. Is that seriously how this is going to be this whole time? If that's how this is going to be this whole time, then this is not going to be very fun. I'm trying really hard to hear you. No, it's not better at all. Like, slightly better, but it also might be because the guy in the live room who's playing drums has quieted down a little bit.
I'm talking into my headphones now.
Nah.
Oh. Okay.
Again, you're, like, slightly louder. I've got everything on the board, like, as cranked as I can. I can't hear you. Just text me what you want me to play.
Okay.
God, this is so embarrassing. I can't hear you, Andrew. I can't hear you, Andrew. I don't think this is your fault. I think this is a problem with the phone here in the station. I think this is another thing that I'm going to have to talk to the studio people about and say, hey, the phone in here is, like, not good. Potion Cellar. Oh, okay, yay, I'll play Potion Cellar, I love Potion Cellar, yay, Potion Cellar! I love death.gov! I was just recommending, somebody on the Scrams Reddit today was like, does anyone know any good bands from, Arizona? And I was like, they're not really like Screamo, but you should definitely check out death.gov because they're so good. If any of you out there listening haven't read my death.gov interviews, go read my death.gov interviews, they're on my website. Okay, bye, Drew! I am so sorry about that.
Tell me what to bring, and I'll give you anything.
That was Potion Cellar by the Fantastic Death.gov. Up next, just coming off my playlist, we have The Importance of Stealth by Drum Corps, a song I've played on this show so many times. Shout out Luna, who hates Drum Corps for, like, no reason. Just has this, like, unending vitriol for them, and I have no idea why.
Let's go.
You just heard, this is going to be good, Floxen Austin Nihi Crucification by Abuse Repression. And before that, First Night in Exile by Zashed. I assume that's how it's pronounced. Z-A-S-H-E-D. I saw Abuse Repression. They call themselves Blackened Screamo, which, like, okay, you know what? Sure, fine. I guess things don't have meaning. They sound like that. They sound like metalcore. They sound not too dissimilar from Zashed. Up next, another band that I saw quite recently. Ooh, it was so good. Ooh, it was so good. I do kind of feel bad that I didn't sell Veda my ticket, because Veda would have also had a lot of fun. But I saw Machine Girl last week, and guys, they played mostly stuff off the new record. Did I talk about this in my last show? Because my last show was Thursday after, and Machine Girl was Tuesday, so I probably did talk about it on the last show. But it was so, they mostly played stuff from the new record, but I liked it. And Show Me the Body was there, which was amazing. It was just really, really fantastic. But here's the incredible Kill Screen off of 2018's The Ugly Art, my favorite record of theirs. I don't think they played any songs from this album. No, they played Status. Is Status from this record? Yes. Okay, they played at least one. But this is Kill Screen. That was, this is another long one, God Ain't Got No Use for No 180-Pound Bag of Sugar by the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. I've been back on Danza lately, not just because they're releasing new music. I mean, it is great that they're releasing new music, but I don't know, I've been listening to Danza 1 a lot. I think it's very good. It's so short. It's less than a half hour. It feels like it's a lot longer than that. Very, very interesting, expansive, innovative record that came out when I was 2 months old. Before that, you heard Gehenna's Grace by Crosswords, since changing their name, kind of paring their name down to just Crosswords from Crosswords and Pen. I think that was a good decision. They've managed to, like, actually forge an identity outside of being an On Broken Wings worship band, which is good, which is basically what I said in my review of this record. I talked about it and I was like, I like this. It does absolutely nothing new. Like, if you enjoy this style of metalcore, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, this reminds me of X band, this reminds me of this band. Absolutely, but what purpose do you have to listen to it over anything else? Now, I feel like with the brand change, what I'm expecting is that they're gonna try and forge their own path. I mean, obviously, we'll see if they fulfill that, but I'm pro. I am for that. Up next, assuming nobody calls in, I just sent in something to the Metalheads Discord being like, guys, call in, I'm about to run out of songs. Another favorite of mine, another local, technically, because James from this band lived in Fairfax for a very long time, and I think he's from West Virginia originally. This is Disposable by KFC Murder Chicks. That was Abstraction by Wound Man. And I did not realize just how awkward doing a request show would be, because I feel like I have to, like, between every song, sit here for about 15 seconds and vamp and wait for someone to call. But we haven't gotten any other calls. Drew, call me again. Drew! I'm about to hit the end of the playlist. We've got three more songs left. So if you like, okay, so there's Raid and then Venetian Snares. I always accidentally try and say Venetian Squares because I start thinking about Square Pusher in my head. But this is the Venetian Snares Dormouse collab, and then DivTech to close it out. You know who I was just talking to DivTech about? Noah recommended, and I was like, yo, they're amazing. They're one of the greatest. They're like some of the kind of OG-est of the OG cyber grinders to like really kind of pioneer a new sound that sort of lands like entirely down the middle between what I would consider those the two influences behind Cybergrind. Very, very, very good band. Am I vamping successfully? Is anybody calling? No? I think that might have to do with the fact that it's now, like, snowing profusely outside. Anyway, yeah, here's DPS by Raid. That was DPS by Raid, and the next song's 4 minutes long, so you're going to have four entire minutes to think about what song you want to request. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, it's almost 1:50, and then I got to get out of here, so this might be the last couple songs before I got to go run over to Art Soch. I'm always late to that class, and I feel so bad, because I don't want my professor to think I don't care. I think I can back it up. I show up, and I participate. I'm a very active participator. That's not a good friend. I'm very active in that class. I like that class. But I'm literally never on time, and I'm worried that he thinks that, like, it's an afterthought to me when it's very much not. But whatever. I mean, with the weather, I can kind of get away with it. Anyway, here's Skelechairs, the Venetian Snares remix, original by Dormouse, off of the Skelechairs EP. And after that will be Sociopathology by DivTech. And then I'm leaving, so you better get your requests in now! Yeah, who am I even talking to?
Broken out of a window in hell.
Hello?
chairs made of human skeletons. Cannibal. Broken out of a window in hell. Chairs made of humans. Now move! Chainsawed fingers and bone.
Standing up back!
That was Sociopathology by DivTech, and before that was Skelet Shares, the Venetian Snares remix by Dormouse. And now I have to leave, so if you wanted to request anything, too bad. Okay, I admit this was a little bit embarrassing, but we're going to come back. I'll do another request show, I'll promote it better, and we'll totally get some more calls. And when people actually answer, or when I actually answer people, I'll figure out how to make it sound louder. I really don't know what that was about. That might have been preventing other people from calling, was realizing that you really, really cannot hear callers on air. Anyway, I have to do my sign-off. As always, it's too late to save the world, but we can still get revenge. My name is Ash, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Got nothing.